Welcome to episode 568 of the 1010 Thrive Podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Today is day 23 in our series, 30 Days to a Happy New You. In the 1970s, there was a song that was released in which the artist said, "I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. I'd like to hold it in my arms and keep it company." So while it may not sing in perfect harmony, the world does indeed sing. In the shower, in the car, on the way to and from work or school, in services and ceremonies, at ball games. There is no human culture without singing. As we sing, our bodies release endorphins and oxytocin hormones. We all have a deep connection to melodies and are able to decipher the feelings someone is trying to convey. Babies are calmed when we sing to them, and there's much evidence of both mental and physical benefits that accrue to those who sing and those who listen to singing. Less than 5% of the population is actually tone deaf, which is a term people use when someone can't sing very well. With practice, most of us will be able to carry a tune. The first reference to a musician in the Bible is in Genesis 4 verse 21. Jubal was the fourth generation from Adam through Cain, and is recorded as a father of all those who play the lyre and pipe. Two of the Old Testament's most important figures wrote songs, Moses and David. And the longest book in the Bible is its songbook, Psalms, accounting for more than 7% of the Old Testament. Psalm 96 may hold the key to understanding why worship has continuously evolved throughout history, and new songs have ever been written and sung to the Lord. The psalmist declares in verses 1 to 2, "O sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name." Many other psalms unite in the refrain, "Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him." David intoned in Psalm 144, verse 9, "I will sing a new song to you, my God. On the 10-string lyre, I will make music to you." Psalm 33, verse 3 insists, "Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully and shout for joy." Again and again, God's people are encouraged to praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song, his praise in the assembly of his faithful people. In each of these passages, new means original, fresh, one of a kind, and never seen before. Or, in this case, never heard before. God is a creative God. He's always doing something new, like saving, intervening, answering prayers, and working miracles. Through the prophet Isaiah, God says in Isaiah 43 verses 18 to 19, "Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland." Right before this, in Isaiah 42 verses 9 to 10, the Lord declares, "Behold, the former things have come to pass, and new things I now declare. Before they spring forth, I will tell you of them." Sing to the Lord a new song, his praise from the end of the earth. When we are born into the family of God, he makes us new creatures in Jesus. The Apostle Paul explains in 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17, "The old has gone, the new is here." To the church at Ephesus, Paul says in Ephesians 2 verse 10, "For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus, so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago." One thing our inventive God loves is for his newly created people to express innovative, spontaneous, and unrehearsed praise and thanks to him. Singing unto the Lord a new song is a natural reaction of an individual who is newly saved and transformed by the Lord. Psalm 40 verse 3, "He put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord." The new song we sing does not have to be a newly composed worship number. The new song is merely a fresh response of praise and thanks, one that matches the freshness of God's goodness and mercy, which according to Lamentations 3 verse 23, are new every morning. A new song springs forth unrehearsed from the heart of a worshiper who has been struck anew with wonder at the greatness of God and the salvation he has provided. When we see the mighty hand of God working in a way we've never observed before, we can't help but burst forth with a song that we've never sung before. After God led the nation of Israel out of slavery in Egypt, and after he delivered the people through the miracle at the Red Sea, Moses and the people of Israel praised God, their deliverer, in song. That song, the first recorded in Scripture in Exodus 15, included the assertion that the Lord is my strength and my song. For more than 400 years, the people of Israel had longed for freedom, but did not have the strength to deliver themselves. At the proper time, God brought about their deliverance. And in this moment of thanksgiving, the people acknowledged that he was their strength. When God does the impossible for us, when God delivers us, when God saves us, we ought to be so moved, so grateful that we respond with worship. A new song has been heard from people of every generation, sung by a choir of born-again believers who have tasted and seen the goodness and salvation of the Lord. From days of old and for all eternity, followers from every tribe, language, people, and nation sing unto the Lord a new song. Throughout the earth and before the throne of God in heaven, we can hear the redeemed singing a new song to the Lord. A happy new you is one who is moved to worship by recognition and appreciation for the goodness, grace, and mercy of God. Ephesians 5 verse 19 says that when we are filled with the Spirit, we will be speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. Each day there are more than 60,000 new soundtracks uploaded to Spotify, the world's largest streaming service. The songs that get the most play and that are sung by the most people often refer to sex, power, money, or pain. But God wants a new song from you and me, a song of praise, a song of worship, a song of salvation, a song of peace, a song of truth, a song of beauty, a song of goodness. Father, fill our hearts each day with a new song of love, praise, and worship. Teach us to sing songs that uplift you and draw others to you. And that's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.